Trevor,
you move it all day between the 30s, and, you know, I know you didn't finish them, all of them like you wanted to, but how big is it to have that type of defense to kind of, you know, not pay for it?
Right. It's a special group we got there, no doubt. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. It's encouraging that we move the ball so well, but I need to finish some of those drives, and that's some of the things we'll clean up.
Trevor, what did you think of DT playing today after kind of battling that hip injury all week?
Unbelievable, to be honest with you. And he's a tough, tough guy, and he's a heck of a player. It was special to watch. Special to watch how he handled the injury, and then made a bunch of big plays for us.
Trevor, how much can you be satisfied with how well you guys have moved the ball the last two games, and how much of it is frustration that the touchdowns haven't come yet?
Yeah, a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I think, you know, like I said, it's encouraging. We're moving the ball. But there's stuff we need to clean up and get better at and finish some of those drives and, you know, make it a little easier on our defense. But that's encouraging that we got some, we're making some progress, but clean up those things. And I think we got a chance to be a heck of a group.
Trevor, were there specific things you guys were focusing on, trying to improve on as an offense this game coming in?
Yeah, not too much. I think anytime you go out, you got to be balanced, be able to run the ball and pass the ball. And you know, I think we were pretty good on first down. I forget what the stat was, but you know, if you can avoid third and longs in this league, you got a chance. So that was pretty big for us, first down.
Hey Trevor, I think it was a 3rd and 12. You stood in the pocket, took a hit, got the completion to Virgil. Are those some of your favorite ones as a quarterback, where you take a hit and still, you know, get the first down like that?
I'd rather not take the hit, to be honest with you. But no, yeah, Virg made a heck of a play, got separation and put it on him, and that's part of the gig too. You know, sometimes you got to take a shot and get the ball out and let those guys make plays.
On the interception, did you think Butler cleared on that, and would you have caught him had he not pulled up with the hammy?
Would not have caught him, probably. But yeah, it was a play where I either got to eat it or hand it off or do something else. And I'll work hard to clean that up. But that was definitely the one that I'd probably like to do over.
Trevor, you always see so poised out there on the field. Was there a player or a coach or someone that taught you to be that way, or have you always been that way from day one?
Yeah, Coach Knapp's done an awesome job. I got him talking in my headset. He does a good job of keeping me focused. And the guys up front do a great job. With Matt and Russ and Mike and all those guys staying locked in and make my job a little easier.
Trevor, was there a difference from game one to game two? And do you feel, besides maybe minus the Butler throw, that you made the right throws today for the most part?
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to be perfect. You strive to be perfect. But, you know, like I said earlier, it's encouraging. We're doing some good things. But there's just a couple plays here and there where you want to clean up. And hopefully we can do that and finish some of these drives.
Trevor Emmanuel said that sometimes those big hits on receivers look like they hurt, but they don't hurt. He said today that one he took there in the first quarter hurt pretty hard. When you saw that, what went through your mind?
Yeah, I thought I was late getting him the ball initially. And I saw him, and I was like, shoot. Because you never feel good when you're throwing a guy into coverage like that. But you're not going to find many guys tougher than he. And I saw that last year. But he did a good job for us again today.
Anything else for Trevor? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.